Okay, welcome back to part two of our podcast with Sina Fulov, our brewmaster for quality management and economical management.
Ecological.
And ecological. Again, like you said it before and now it's stuck in my head.
We also have to manage economy.
Economy, but this is more Mr. Schredler, our CEO, and you're the environmental issues manager too for that. So at one point, you're responsible for the beer is leaving the brewery at that high standards we want to have it, and our customers and partners are expecting it that comes to them. So on that point, thanks in the name of all beer drinkers out there who love wine, Stefan. So on that behalf, really, really thank you, because I actually have drank our wine, Stefan wheat beer, from Brisbane to Seattle, like on both sides of the world and in many, many countries more. And a job well done. Yeah. So you and your brewmaster colleagues do it really, really good. And the beers are terrific. But on the other side, beer brewing is also, or every business, or every production of something of a good is nowadays, and in the future, of course, based also on environmental reasons. So, and now we put also our thoughts on that and how we can produce that high quality, but with more focus on sustainable and environmental reasons. And also that's your job to monitor that and to bring that more in the brewery.
Yeah, that's also a topic I'm working on. So we have the Eco Management and Audit Scheme. It's EMAS. It's Eco Management, like it says, where you can really communicate not all your data, but also your policy on environmental behavior to the outside and the inside, also for our employees and also for our customers. It's really important that they know what we do. We want to tell the people how we act on behalf of environmental topics, and also for, you know, it's a high energy level industry, I would call it. We need lots of, not as much as I think the chemical industry or something, but still we need energy to produce beer.
Energy, power.
Power and
water, of course.
Water, all the raw materials, all the resources we need to really make good beer. So quality is the highest standard. We want to keep our high quality at this moment, but we also want to save on energy, on power, on water and everything. So there's a big topic in the brewery to really act responsible with our resources we have at this point.
So we got a certification on that too? So on this, air environmental management system. And this is also pointing out then possibilities where we can improve that.
Yeah.
So maybe just one or two examples on what we found out, on which points we are now improving our environmental behavior.
Yeah, we are continuously improving our cleaning steps. So the CIP, the cleaning in place, you need water and different temperatures and cleaning detergents. And we are also always improving to decrease the amount of water we need for that, and really to save the water and also the energy you need for that.
And also, I guess, the detergent use.
Yeah, the detergent use, yeah. And on the other side, we are thinking for the future to implement systems where we can produce renewable energies. This is also a big a topic for us.
I guess right now all the electric power is, the source is 100% sustainable and electric power we're using, right?
Yeah, so we already did that. That's really cool. But on the second step, we really would produce renewable energies on our own. To use them for our Yeah, for the whole facility.
Yeah, okay. So what we're doing then, solar power?
Yeah, we're planning on solar power, just checking where we can put it, how much do we need.
Mm-hmm. So what's possible? So yeah. I guess you need to check the buildings if they're like kind of the static is enough to put on there, so panels on it and stuff like that, I guess. Yeah. So, how is this environmental statement or this? Yeah, we actually have a document on that, right?
Yeah, we have a declaration. So this is something we had to do because otherwise we wouldn't have gotten the certification for it, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's a lot of numbers, but it's also a lot of explanations on how we act on these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to find out more about this, it's downloadable on our website, weinstefaner.de/en or weinstefaner.com. And you know, if you can talk a little bit about the declaration, this is something we had to do. How did you, or what was the important thing with the numbers? Because you can't just compare number A to number B. How mm-hmm. did you do that?
So the declaration is more or less a brochure on our environmental behavior. And in this environmental brochure, we tried to show all our data, but also with the average value of our competitors, that we know, okay, are we good in our doing, or could we improve on this or that
point? Ah, okay. So that's actually very interesting. So to see, okay, where we are right now and where we can improve, maybe, you know, the use of water, the use of electric power and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you also, managing all that and also getting that certification, stuff like that. There was also a process where the employees of the brewery were invited to bring in ideas how to be more environmental friendly.
Yeah.
How did that work? So did there come some good ideas?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, yeah, of course, you know, audience participation can sometimes be difficult, you know.
Yeah.
But how does this work here when we like put in the like every employee for ideas?
Every employee has a big value in the chain of production of the beer to bring the quality to the customer,
mm-hmm.
and that also has a high impact on the environmental topics. So if someone is really interested in environmental topics, he would say lots of good ideas. Or so I really wanted to have the all the ideas of the whole brewery.
Because they maybe see things you don't see or another one doesn't see. Like, oh, we can improve that because it's something I see every day, and now we have the chance to pitch the idea what we can do better.
Yeah, that's it. So I don't have the insight in every department. So
of course,
it's really, I need the advice or all this ideas from my colleagues. So it was really cool. You also pitched an idea, which was quite cool. The Joprad, system where you can lease or rent more or less a bike over
Electric bike or a bicycle. Yes,
yeah.
for actually very good fare. So I guess the employee then now can get a new e-bike or a new bicycle for 40% discount from the original price. So that more colleagues are coming with their bike to the brewery and not with the car.
Yeah.
And also, I pitched also the idea, so maybe for the next few years, just bring it up, you know, kind of a power station for the e-bikes then, you know, that you can with maybe when we have the solar panels coming, that we then have maybe a power station where I can then my e-bike charge and all the other colleagues, of course, too. So all the other can also charge it. With 100% Weinstefan produced solar powered electrical power, it would be amazing. But did there come a lot of ideas?
Yeah, so every department really made up their mind and give me really good ideas. And some of them already are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some of them have been implemented already.
Awesome.
That's really cool, yeah.
And at some point, it always comes back to the employee, him or herself, because at some point you just, you know, the waste of paper, for example, is that's one thing in the declaration. This is something that every employee has to manage by themselves, because you can't run or walk through the brewery and, you know, smack everybody on the fingers and tell them, no, you're not allowed to print that. So it's basically, it's 50-50. Like some things the brewery can take care of, but the other things it's up to the employees to get a feeling
for it.
It
must be a culture.
Yeah.
There must be a culture in the brewery, a mindset on, you know, using our raw materials or our resources in a sustainable or you know, very, very thoughtful way, you know, that not everything needs to be printed, or that not, if you can go, maybe even it's just in summer or whatever when it's suitable, not taking the car, go with the bike or with the bicycle. Mm-hmm. So I guess it must be a culture of environmental friendly behavior.
Exactly. Are there some other examples you can give us where actions have taken place? I mean, where you actually did some measures? Are there some examples that we can tell the people now?
Yeah, we talked about the cleaning process. Then the chop rod, and now we're currently working on a new filtration. Mm-hmm. We have a system with two older filtration systems. They need lots of water, lots of beer. We lose lots of beer with the filtration. So that's one of the things we wanted to improve it technically, also for the quality, but also from the
resource standpoint.
Yeah, from the resource standpoint. That's why we invested and now are building a new filtration. So that's also to save water, cleaning detergents, and beer.
Power.
And power, yeah.
And just a little heads up for our listeners, by the time this episode releases, the new filtration will already be running.
And also that's also actually...
Are you sure?
Yeah. I would hope so.
I don't know. Who is the project manager for this? Oh, Sina, maybe we should do a podcast with her on the new filtration too.
And we will.
And we will. Yeah, so heads up, we are coming again. But it's also actually one of your responsibilities too, right? Technology, like no new technology implementing in the brewery?
Yeah. So I always do it with our head brewmaster.
Tobias?
Tobias, yeah. So he's my boss. He has some big ideas, and okay, we could do it like this. The checking, but
and you must pull them off.
No. He has good ideas. So I'm really happy to get those projects. Mm-hmm. That's cool because I can do you can plan the technical basics together, and afterwards when everything is set, so I'm down at this construction and being at this construction works and standing there and then here you have to build it there and there and everything,
also more the on-field project manager than really down there at the checking every day that the construction site is working as it should be or has the progress as it should be.
So okay. Yeah, it's a project management.
So and all the new technology that it's now coming, also not just that project like now with the filtration, but also maybe new tanks or what's coming in the further future, like, you know, maybe a new kegging line or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this also now also has not just a technology standpoint, also an environmental standpoint, I guess, every investment that is now coming, right?
Yeah, we are really trying to get the environmental point on every project. So, okay, where can we save energy? Where can we save detergents? Everything. So improve it on every point. So for the employees, they have to work on it. So it's easier to work on it. So that's one of the things. Mm-hmm. The quality gets better. So also improving the processes and everything, and also improving our ecological.
There you go.
Yeah. ecological footprint with everything. So It's a whole
like topic. You know our pool car. Maybe you have seen it on some Instagram stories or photos. Anton and me are going from time to time around here. We have a full electric pool car stuff like that. So it's actually pretty nice to go around with that car.
I like it too.
It's a fun car.
Yeah, definitely.
By the way, fun. I mean, we already mentioned it a little bit. We already knew each other a few years before. No, actually, for quite some time.
2015.
14.
Earlier.
14, I guess, since 2014. So actually, maybe we met 14. At a club here in Freising. We met at the Nachtcafé. It was your first time.
Yeah, it could be 2013, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So this was like, yeah. Quite some time, actually. Then we worked together at the university in the same team. And now looking back like to those 4 or 5 years ago where we used to work together. So looking back to yourself like 5 years ago, like in the final stages of studying and, you know, making up your mind of what is happening in the future, how is my career going? So... what would you say to your 5 years younger yourself on the position you had today in the brewery, taking care of the wine staff and quality of the World's Oldest Brewery?
I would say do everything exactly the same, because I love it where I am now. It's great. It's really nice to have the whole responsibility for, yeah.
I mean, well, actually, it's a huge responsibility. I mean,
it's okay. No, it's really cool. I love it. I wouldn't have thought that I would work in a brewery right after I finished my master's
degree. After graduation.
Yeah, after graduation. But because it's normally you could go, on...
Supplying industry.
Yeah,
like,
supplying
industry. Most of our graduates that have brewing engineers degrees like us, they're going to, you know, big supply companies, hops, malt, or machinery, or technology or whatever. So it's pretty unlikely actually that people like us end up in breweries directly.
So that's really cool, and I haven't thought that I would love it so much. So it's crazy. I really love to go to work. That sounds even more crazy.
You never, when you love something and you do it, you never go to work again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's okay. I have to get up early, so it feels like work. But
not an early morning person?
Yeah, I am, but...
you need to.
Yeah, I need to. But it's really cool. The job is kind of an honor and really makes fun. I haven't thought that I would be in this position. I never thought I would work kind of in a lab or something. Mm-hmm. I did this once in an internship and I didn't like it that much. But now I'm not doing actually that, so more I'm overseeing what is done.
Yeah,
so I can't be happier with my job right now. It's cool.
That's a great thing actually to say. That's a great thing to say about your job when you say like, hey, that's what I wanted to do, and that's amazing.
I think that's the best ending to this episode.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sina, for being with us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
for your time. And thanks to you guys out there. Thanks to all the listeners. And I guess we'll hear from you next time.
Yes.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.